Good morning. This is Carol Fry. This morning we're talking about The Watchmen. When I was a boy, my kids always rolled their eyes when I started a sentence like that, no doubt expecting yet another moral fable about how much harder life was back then. Anyway, when I was a boy, I loved comic books. I was a big Superman fan, as well as of the Green Hornet, The Flash, Captain America, and many others. Batman and other superheroes have traveled from the panels of comics to the movie screen. But comic books have evolved into a different form, occasionally more literary, called graphic novels. And since the movie industry is always looking for scripts, they're now grist for that mill. Constantine and Sin City both owe their origins to graphic novels. Like their humble origins in DC Comics, superheroes are standard fare in their pages. So it goes into Watchmen, depending on how super you want your heroes to be. The story is set in an alternate universe, somewhat parallel to about 1980, with Richard Nixon still president and running for his third term. The U.S. won the Vietnam War with the aid of a group of superheroes called, well, you guessed it, the Watchmen. Like all superheroes, they have their cape and mask. I'll have to ask my invisible friend Dr. Freud why superheroes always have to wear capes, by the way. But anyway, Mr. Manhattan is the exception, being transformed into pure energy during a botched laboratory experiment. Except for the godlike Mr. Manhattan, there's some question as to just how super these heroes are. They are stronger than normal people and tough fighters and have their individual costumes. But except for Mr. Manhattan, they don't have any supernatural powers. He and Silk Spectre, the lone woman in the group, are an item, but she longs for a man who is more substantial. Somewhere I've heard that a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country. So, after they've retired, the Watchmen are pretty much forgotten. Except for the godlike Mr. Manhattan, who can teleport, blow people and things up with mental powers, do just about anything. We see him walking through the North Vietnamese troops, leaving only ribbons of flesh behind. Remember, it's the 80s, and we're still eyeballing the Russians, and it seems a war is about to start. The government hopes Mr. Manhattan can save us, but in a scene right out of Dr. Strangelove, Nixon and his generals plan a preemptive strike on the Russians. We don't want to lose the East Coast, they opine. Then someone starts killing Watchmen. Rorschach, whose mask continually changes with black patches that give him his name, is a sort of 30s-style tough guy who wants answers. And so it goes as Rorschach enlists the Owl and the luscious Silk Spectre, who wears as little spandex as would pass public decency, to help him track down the killer, figure out a motive, and prevent the war. On the plus side, Watchmen is an interesting revision of the superhero plot. Some are fatally flawed, such as the comedian who kills far too randomly. Also, what seems to be a comic book supervillain may have a method to his evil that would lead to good, though at great cost. So, our superheroes inhabit a universe with moral ambiguities rather like those we face. Also, director Zack Snyder creates a wonderful visual ambiance to bring the graphic novel plot to life. The city reflects the mean streets of the hard-boiled detective story tradition. And in one extended scene, Mr. Manhattan, having given up on Earth, takes Silk Spectre to his habitat on Mars, where he has built some sort of enormous Rube Goldberg gadget, the purpose of which is never explained. But it's a darn impressive bit of filmmaking from a visual perspective. The problem with that scene is the problem with this film. It's about 70% style and 30% content. Plot of the film is glacially slow to develop, and I thought that at 2 hours and 45 minutes, The Watchmen was at least a half hour too long. Parents should be aware that The Watchmen has a well-deserved R rating, both for quantity of body parts exploded on the screen and some very explicit nudity. Still, it's a pleasing film, worth the price of admission, and a good background for eating popcorn. I'd give it a rating of 3 stars out of 5.